Inside the Jahariya refugee camp in El Marj, children play between the tents. Around 250 families live in the camp, squeezed into small huts that the refugees build themselves. Jihad Masaba and his brother Mustafa work as Sharwish, coordinating between the refugees, NGOs and the landowner. Because the camp is an unofficial one, the refugees pay rent to the landowner, and they say that rents are going up.
Each tent pays $50 per month, but that's just for the land. Then there's between $50 and $75 per month for electricity.
The refugees say rent used to be $200 per year. Now it's $600. Some refugees find the money to pay the rising rents by working a few days a month on casual manual labour jobs. But for the majority who can't find work, trading their United Nations food vouchers for cash is their only source of income. Jihad Masaba explains.
We used to get $33 per member of each family. Before, families took the voucher worth $33 to the market and exchanged it for $20 in cash. Now we get $19. So we will get less.
Hassan fled to Lebanon from Eastern Ghouta. She says that overcrowding is a risk in the camp.
I came from Syria to Lebanon a year and a half ago. When I came to the camp, we had to live house to house, moving between houses.
Refugees say that the cost of building the tents can be prohibitively expensive. They need raised foundations to protect against flooding and strong beams to hold up the roofs.
When I reached the camp, I didn't have a tent. We literally slept on the floors of other tents. With the help of people here, I was able to get the money together to build this tent. It cost hundreds of dollars in total.
But their landlord, who declined to be named, says that you have to look at the bigger picture.
The thing is that most of the families here can't pay regularly. I try to manage it so that they pay when they are able to. But there are a lot of unemployed young Lebanese guys because there are Syrians here. You have to look with two eyes, not just one.
He also argues that he is providing real help to the refugees by giving them a place to live, but that his needs must be considered too.
As a young Lebanese man, I need to get married. I don't have a house. I only have this land and I live with my parents. To live in Lebanon, it costs a lot. So the prices I ask are fair because the cost of living is a lot.
If the landlord collects rent from all 190 tents, he will net almost $10,000 each month in income. These problems are a result of Lebanon's no-camp policy, which leaves refugees vulnerable to this situation. Reached by phone for RFI, Lebanon's Ministry of Social Affairs says that they are taking steps to curb high rents for refugee camps. This means trying to put a cap on rent prices in the future. But even with a cap, the problem of trading food vouchers for rent could remain. Not to mention that the delay could still allow prices to rise well beyond the means of most refugees before the situation changes. Ruth Michelson, RFI, Jahariya.